Children tonight, they desire to worship you, they desire to praise your name, to magnify that name, Lord, the name that has been given amongst men, greater than all other names. Oh Lord, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you for grace. Oh, your loving kindness towards us, Lord.
Amen.
That has seen us through, oh God, the working days of the week. Amen. Oh, Lord, your children, they are going out and coming in their various places of work. Oh, Lord, you have kept each and everyone safe, Lord. Father, in our homes, oh, how you sustained us. You fed us, Lord. Oh, you've supplied all our needs. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Truly, Lord Jesus, you alone, our heart desire, oh, to worship and to praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Father, even how grace once again has given us, Lord, its opportunity, Lord. Oh, to come to your house, Lord. Oh, the day that you have appointed to your children, that we come and lay before you, Lord Jesus, all our heart desires and needs, Lord. Father, we thank you for generous mercies, from far and near. And Lord, how we have converged together now. Lord, how we want to humble ourselves, Lord, unto you. And even, Father, we commit our brethren who are at home right now also into your hands, wherever they might be, O God. The Lord Jesus, as we gather at your feet, O Lord, Father, truly we want to worship you. Even as, Lord, we want to commit the solid and musicians, Lord, into your hands. The Lord Jesus, we want to praise you. We want to worship you from the deep of our hearts. The best that, Lord, we can give tonight, Lord, we will give unto you, Lord. And Lord Jesus, even as, oh God, oh, you bring us closer to you as you lift us up by your worship, Lord. Father, we pray that to Lord Jesus, your servant tonight, oh Lord, you use him mightily, oh God. We want to see you, Lord Jesus, oh, giving us words. Oh, where that Lord will give us utterances, Lord, tonight to pray, Lord, according to your will, O God. So, Father, now with a broken spirit, a contrite heart, we come to you as a sacrifice, Lord. That, Father, help us tonight. That the end of it, O God, in our hearts, we will believe the Lord of the truth you have met each and every one according to your riches in glory. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal bodies. It shall quicken your mortal bodies. It shall quicken your mortal body. Leave that spirit dwell in you. If that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken your mortal body. Oh, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, if that same
spirit that raised Christ from the dead
dwell in you, dwell in you. Oh, if that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwell in you,
dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body.
It shall quicken your mortal body.
Oh, it shall quicken your mortal body.
If that spirit dwell in you, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me, set my soul on fire.
Hallelujah.
Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost, that's my one desire.
Oh, make me like the Christ of old,
who was healing and raising the dead. Give me the power that Jesus had. That's my one desire. Burn, 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 Holy Spirit, burn in me and set my heart on fire. Come and fill me with the Holy Ghost. My one, make me like Jesus,
make me like the Christ of old,
who was healing and raising the dead. Lord, give me the power that Jesus had. That's my one desire. healing and raising the dead. Lord, give me the power that Jesus said. That's my one desire. And every time he comes, something good happens. Every time he comes, something good happens. We want you to come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Something good must happen.
So come, Lord.
Oh, come, come, Lord. Come, Lord. We want you to
come, Lord Jesus.
For something good must happen.
Oh, every time,
in a time.
Every time.
Oh, something good happens. Hallelujah.
Every time it comes,
something good happens. So come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Stop disaster. The bride is crying. Come, Lord. Something good must happen.
Whoa.
In a time, in a time
of sorrow and deep despair.
All along, in a one-to-one with God. All my cares to you, Lord, I confess. In that mighty presence we. Every time
Jesus comes, every time he comes, something good happens.
Oh, every time he comes,
something good happens.
Oh, the bride cries, come, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Something good must, we are crying for you. To come, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Something good must happen.
Oh,
keep holding on, keep holding to his ever-present grace. We are encouraged to always seek his face, for he will the Father bring. Never turn away with Lord Jesus. Something good. Oh, every time Jesus comes,
every time he comes, something good happens.
We know that every time he comes,
something good happens.
The bride cries, come, Lord. We want you to come, Lord. Lord Jesus, something good was
come, come, Lord. So come, Lord.
We sing it, come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, something good must happen. Peace, peace. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight, strolls a melody sweeter than sound. In celestial light, filled with its deepest
meaning, oh, my soul like a dream.
We
wonderful peace,
wonderful peace,
oh, coming down
from the Father above, who sweep over my spirit forever. I pray in the fatherless billows of love, and what a treasure I have in this wonderful peace. Buried deep in the heart of my soul, so secure that no power can mine it away, while the years of eternal in the midst of the storm.
Tonight, amen. It says that the chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Amen.
The peace that we are singing about, and we are saying, peace, peace, wonderful peace.
Amen.
What a price that he paid for you to have that peace.
Amen.
And tonight we can sing about it. We can look in our lives and see what peace the Father has given to us.
Amen.
But it didn't come cheap. The chastisement of that peace, the payment for it,
yes,
was placed upon him. And he paid that price willingly too, so that you and me can sing this song tonight.
Amen.
We must love him. He's a wonderful Father.
Amen.
I would like to ask you to pray for me today. It's not an easy place to be standing right now. So let us stand to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
And just ask for the Lord for his blessing.
Amen.
Upon the service tonight. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you just as people, Lord, Father, without anything else but the blood of Jesus. Lord, we come as we are without any merit, and we are seeking, Lord, for your grace and your mercies. Lord, how we thank you, Lord, for the things you have done for us through this week and the things you've done for us today, Lord, in bringing us here. But Father, we want to look to you now and ask, Lord, that you would have mercy and show kindness to us, Father, tonight. Help us, Father, for we are needy and we are looking to you, Lord, Father, for thou art the giver of everything that we have need of. Please, Lord, be merciful and bless your people tonight as we have gathered in this place, Lord, not in any other name, Lord, but in the name of Jesus Christ. For you promise that you be in our midst, Lord, when we gather in thy name. I pray, Lord, not only for those that are here, but the saints, Lord, that are gathered at home, each and every family, every brother, every sister, Lord, joined in, Lord Father, through the medium of the internet. We pray your blessing upon them, Lord. Father, even as you'd visit us with your presence this evening in this place, according to thy promise, Lord, we ask that you may visit them in the houses, Lord, in the cars, at work, wherever they be, Lord, that, Father, you may come, Lord, and speak to your people. Father, have mercy on me and help me also tonight. I'm depending on you, Lord, and I'm asking that you would be merciful upon us in this service. Bless now, Father, this service as we turn it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. Tonight, I was minding to just come and read scriptures, you know, and then we can pray, and I think that would be wonderful to do. But we don't want to hand the devil any victory. We will let the Lord have his way tonight. I would like to read from the book of 1 Kings. I think we will read from the book of 1 Kings. It's hard to know where to start. 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. We will read verse 21 and 22 there. 1 Kings 22, verse 21. Sorry, verse 48. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophi for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion Geber. So that's King Jehoshaphat. He made ships that they could go to this place there for gold, but the ships never made it there. They were broken at the place where they were made. I would like to read again in the book of Psalms 1, verse 1. Just the half of that verse. And it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we want to ask for your grace and your mercies as we look into these scriptures. We pray, Father, that you may open them up to us, Lord, and help us to pick something there that would help us in our walk, Lord, that we may be better Christians. For that is the desire of every person here, Lord, is to be like you, is to be more and more like you, Lord. Help us to look into these scriptures and find something, Lord, that would help us to cut away excess flesh, to be more like you, Lord. Father, that's our desire tonight. May you grant this grace now as we commit the service to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, saints. So we read there in the book of 1 Kings chapter 22, where Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, he made ships, and he wanted these ships to accomplish something. And if you would like to know what it is that he was trying to do, we can turn to the book of 1 Kings chapter 10 and read there the history of this, why he was doing this. And in the book of 1 Kings, is that the place? Chapter 10, from verse 21, I'll read. Maybe we will go back to the other verse later on. But it says in the Bible, and all King Solomon's drinking vessels were gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted in the days of Solomon. So something had happened in the kingdom of Israel there, that silver was nothing in those days. In fact, if you go and jump and go to verse number 27, it says, the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones. Silver was just like common stones outside where children can pick and throw at one another and leave it there, because you couldn't bring that rubbish into the house, you know. That's how God had blessed Solomon, so much so that, do you believe the Bible is true? I believe that. That it was literally as stones in the days of Solomon, silver was. And you can see with all this gold that in verse number 14, it says the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603 score and 6 talents of gold. that 666 talents of gold that he received each year. And if you go and find what is a talent of gold, you'll be surprised. It's not something that you can put in a pocket, but it's, I can't remember the number exactly, but it's hundreds of kgs of gold, just one talent. And he was getting this in a year. And how did this thing come about? It says in verse number 22, "For the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks." So Solomon had made a great commerce in the days of Israel, that he had made these ships that were going from Israel all the way to the west of Spain. That's where Tarshish is, where they were going there to, that's where Off is, where they were going to get gold and bring it. So every 3 years they would come back and bring such amount of gold that he could build the house in the forest and lay it with pure gold. My silver became nothing. He was doing this great commerce because God had blessed the man. He blessed him so much until the Bible says, "So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom." So this is what had happened in the history of the nation of Israel, that they became so rich at one point because of these ships of Tarshish that King Solomon had made. So now, after Solomon left off the scene and another king came, 60 years after his reign, we find that Jehoshaphat became king in Israel. And Jehoshaphat, the Bible says, he was a good man. He did that which was good in the sight of the Lord. And many of us here, we can identify with Jehoshaphat. He was a good man. He did that which was good. He followed after his father. But there was a but in the testimony of Jehoshaphat. There was a little something in his testimony that just wasn't right. And I pray that the Lord will help us to look in our own lives tonight and check that little something that may not be just right in our lives so that we can make it right. That's why we come to prayer meeting. We come here not to ask God to give us gold until silver is nothing in our houses. We come here not to ask God to give us cars and houses and things like that. They will be good to have. Don't get me wrong. I'll be happy to have a good car because mine is giving me trouble, you know. But the most important thing is we come here to ask God to shine his light in our lives so that if there's anything that's just not right, some kind of an attitude we have picked or some kind of an anger we have kept, if God could show that to us tonight, wouldn't that be wonderful? We could pray tonight and say, "Lord, I thank you. You have shown me that I'm carrying an extra load that I'm not supposed to carry. Cut it off, Lord. I don't want to leave tonight through that door carrying it. I'm leaving it right here." That's what we come here for. Even the prophet in a message we were listening, the junction of time coming from home, he says, "I would rather eat poisoned food," or what was the name he said? "Food that is contaminated," that's the right word. He said, "I would rather eat contaminated food than eat contaminated spiritual food," you know. So this is more important. If God can help us to look in our lives briefly tonight and see if there be anything there that we can cut tonight and leave it right here. So in the background of King Solomon making these ships, here comes Jehoshaphat, a good man who had a butt in his character, and he thought, "I would do the same thing that Solomon did as well. God is surely going to bless Israel. There will be another time where silver will be counted for nothing in this kingdom because I'm going to do the same thing that Solomon did." That's where we read in verse number 48, 1 Kings 22. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophi for gold. The same thing. But they went not, the Bible says. For the ships were broken at Ezion Geber. That's the place they used to make the ships. Then they would sail to the sea and then make this journey all the way from Israel to Spain to trade and bring gold to the nation. But they sailed not, the Bible says. They were broken at Ezion Geber. The Bible doesn't tell us much how they were broken, why they were broken, and who broke them. But the next verse gives us a clue of why this thing happened. And these verses are linked because the next verse, verse 49, begins with a then. After these ships were broken, then said Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat, let my servants go with my servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. That was a very clear answer. He said, no. Brother, your ships are broken. Let your servants come with me in my ships and we'll go there. He said, no. I mean, it doesn't make sense. But Jehoshaphat had learned some lesson. For him to say a clear no there, there's a good lesson that he had learned, because before this, he wasn't like this. God had to teach him at a great cost, where he had made all these ships. And probably there was a lot of marketing and campaigning going on behind these ships. That we are making the ships of Tarshish again. The days of Solomon will come back to the nation of Israel. Everybody supporting the making of these ships. And he was using the people's money, tax money that they bring to make these ships so that they could bring prosperity again. His reputation was stacked on those ships. Everything he put into those ships, and they were broken. Imagine what it must have cost him. He learned from there that when this man come, Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, who the Bible says Ahaziah did like his father, he followed in the evil ways of his father. If you read in verse 51, Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And he reigned only 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, Jezebel, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Threefold, this guy was more deadly than his own father. And so when he came now and says, let's put our people together in one ship and send them to get gold for our great nation of Israel, Jehoshaphat said, no. Let's go back to the beginning of this chapter and see about Jehoshaphat. What was it in his character that wasn't right, that God had to cut in a very painful way? And by God's grace tonight, we don't have to be cut in a great painful way like that. If we can be honest with your own self, I mean, if you can't be honest with yourself, if we can be honest with our own self and put ourselves under the microscope of God's word, we can find things there that are buts in our character and leave them here. That's all you have to do. Leave it here. Now, verse 1. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the 3rd year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel, this is Ahab now, said unto his servant, know ye that Ramoth Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, will you go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said, see, he's always like that. He answers very quick. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. What is he saying? He's already agreed to go with Ahab. Only after he has agreed, now he begins to say, let us find God's will. But you have already said, my people are your people, I'm you. What did he really mean it? When he said, let us inquire of the Lord, did he really mean it in his character, or he had already made up his mind regardless of what God would say after that? And we'll find out. That's exactly what happened. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray you, at the word of the Lord. We know the drama that happened. 400 prophets that came and said, go. But in verse 7, Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord beside, that we might inquire of him? Amen. Then they brought Micah the prophet. I'm just cutting things short here. And he came and told them that you go there, you are not coming back. You're going to die over there. And the whole drama that happened with Ahab and Micah and how they put him in prison and said, when I come back, I'll deal with you. And he said, if you come back at all. Bye-bye. After seeing all that, that it wasn't God's will for them to go, what did Jehoshaphat do? He went anyhow. So you can see there was no sincerity when he said, let us inquire of the Lord. He had already made up his mind. Amen. Jehoshaphat was being led by something else beside God's word. Amen. And that's the trouble many of us face in our lives. Amen. We might not be outright led of other things completely in everything in our life. We are very good at compartmentalizing things. We cut this part of our life, cut this, until we have 100 parts of our lives. 95 of them are led by the word of God completely. But the other 5, God have mercy on the person who tells me what to do with my spare time. Or how to dress, you know. Or about coming to church when I have the option of looking on YouTube, you know. We don't want that. Amen. You see what Jehoshaphat was. He was a good man, Jehoshaphat. The Bible has a good testimony about Jehoshaphat. And that's the trouble when you are good and you have a good nature. You think that whatever you feel is good with God. You deceive yourself into thinking, as long as I feel good about doing this, it must be good. That's where we deceive ourselves. And we do that at our own peril. Can you imagine what Jehoshaphat was doing here? And he was even told, go on and dress like me and go in the chariot like me, you know? And the man nearly lost his life. No wonder when the son of Ahab came and said, let's go together, put your men and mine in the one ship and let's go. He said, no. That's what we must come to tonight. Amen. We've got to come to a place where it might not always be Ahab or someone else that comes and give you ungodly counsel. True. Because the Bible said, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. That means if you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you are not blessed. It will not end well for you. If you continue reading 1 Psalms, Psalms 1, where it speaks about this blessedness, it says about the wicked that they are not so. They are like chaff which is driven away by the wind. They will not stand judgment. Their counsel will fail. And if you are being led in any compartment of your life by the ungodly counsel, it's going to fail. Amen. Just like it failed for Jehoshaphat with Ahab in one area of his life. Amen. And it might not always be Ahab. True. A man or a woman that is giving you ungodly counsel somewhere, it could be your old nature. Because you feel it right in your old nature that it must be right. I mean, it feels right. So it must be right. Whenever there is a conflict with something, whenever there is trouble with something in your life, go check with the Bible. If your old nature is wrong or not, the Bible will tell you that it is wrong. It is God's word that we must follow. Go check. It might be your culture that you were brought up with. Just because I was brought up this way, it's got to go this way. It was right in my mother's house, so it's going to be right in my house. Why don't you check with the word? Maybe your mother's culture was not right. Nobody wants to hear that. Because it's your mother. She's my mother. You don't talk anything about my mother, you know. But she was a good woman, but perhaps maybe she just didn't know better. And I've got to find out from the word of God whether the thing that I'm being adamant about and following after, is it according to the word of God? Because if you don't, you are letting your own old nature be an Ahab in your life. You are letting your own culture that you are holding on to and you won't let go no matter who says what, an Ahab in your life. It will put you in a chariot and dress you like Ahab and send you out to an unsanctioned war. And the enemies will be looking for the head of Ahab and get you. We have to be very careful, saints. If we must live a Christian life, if we should be like Jesus, we've got to come to a place where we are honest with ourselves. And we do that with many things in our life. But there are certain areas that we hold back. Say, nah, it must be fine. It feels okay. It doesn't condemn me. That's a deception.
Amen.
We've got to be honest with ourselves tonight. As I ask you, brothers, to come up again, we've got to come to a place where we look in the mirror of the word,
Amen.
Put ourselves under the microscope of God's word, and check every aspect of our life.
Amen.
Lord, is this right?
Amen.
There's just something about this I'm not so sure. If you could show me, and God is wonderful. He will show you through his word that this and that needs to change in your life. He will show you through maybe the preaching of the word that this and that needs to change in your life. It might be through circumstances in your life that things just begin to happen and you're not sure what's going on. Why don't you take a break? As teaching time saves nine, the pastor said yesterday, the day before. Why don't you stop and say, why are things going this way?
True.
But we just plow on like that. Even God himself is trying to stop you and say, Jehoshaphat, this is wrong. Don't go down to Ahab. You say, I'm going anyhow.
Amen. That's true.
Be careful.
True.
Because he'll place you on his chariot and dress you like him.
Amen.
And the next thing, they're hunting for your head. May God have mercy upon us as we look and sing in this song that our brother will lead us, as we look in our lives and check, Lord, is there some area in my life where I am not led of you, where I'm led of my own old nature, where I'm led of my own culture that I was brought up with?
Amen.
Why is there so much conflict in this area of my life? Check with the word.
Amen.
What does it say about it?
Amen.
It's that simple. If you don't know, there's hundreds of people around here that will take a phone call anytime.
Amen.
Say, Brother Greg, I don't understand about this. Yes, brother, I don't understand it too. Let's ring Brother Henry. Maybe he can help us. And you ring Brother Henry, and brother can say, yeah, there's a scripture about that. How wonderful our Father is to give us brothers and sisters around us to help us with these very important matters that can determine where we go from here.
Amen.
Let us sing a song. Amen.
From Bethlehem's manger came for a stranger. Oh, let thy Lord to be like him.
Through life.
Ask yourself this question. Am I walking in the counsel of the godly? The counsel of the godly is the word of God. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Are you walking in that counsel of the godly in every aspect of your life? Do you really mean it when you open your mouth to sing this song that we are singing?
Amen.
To be like Jesus. That's what I long for. To long for something. It's a painful desire. Lord, I want to be like Jesus. Is that your desire? Is that your longing? It begins right here in the house of the Lord. Where you begin to look, have I been living according to thy counsel, Lord? Or am I following after some man's ideas? Or am I following after my own nature? Or somebody else's culture that they made up somewhere and passed it through the generations? And we just receive it and say, yeah, it must be right. My father did it, my grandfather and his father before him. But what said the word of God? Does it say to do it like that? If it is so, then praise God. If it is not, why don't we look in our lives tonight and ask God to take it off our shoulders and help us as we go out here to be like Jesus. Let us all pray. You take your prayer position. You pray however you want, but let us speak to the Lord now.
Thank you.
Amen. It's not easy to continue after praying. But I'll just mention a few things again, just so we can have a clear picture of this, that Jehoshaphat, he desired to do the same thing that Solomon did. But Jehoshaphat didn't realize one thing, that this Solomon that he wanted to copy, there was something else behind Solomon. And that's the trouble, is that we don't realize many times how important that is, that our hidden life with Christ is so important, everything depends upon it.
Amen.
You know, you want to live your life according to the Lord and the word of the Lord, so much so that when the time comes for you to present something to the Lord, that life you have lived for life, that hidden life, is a sacrifice unto the Lord. And God loves a sacrifice.
Amen.
But Jehoshaphat didn't know that Solomon had something else in his life that enabled him to make all these ships of Tarshish and send them all the way to Omri and bring gold every 3 years. Not a problem at all. But his ships could not even leave the port where they were murdered because he was lacking something in his life. And that's the thing I would like to read for you before we go tonight, is that Solomon was a certain kind of a man. He wasn't like the people of the world today. And indeed, the Bible says there was never like him outside of Jesus Christ. Solomon, he came to a place where God asked him anything. He said, ask anything that you want and I'll give it to you. My, isn't that something? I mean, God to say to you, ask anything. What would you ask for? What would you ask for if God was to come down tonight and say, ask anything that you will? And I would like to say to you tonight, God has come down and he has said, ask anything that you will, it will be given to you.
Amen.
The Bible says that. It says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it will be opened for you.
Amen.
Seek and you shall find. These words are true. There are people that could stand here and give great testimonies that you may think it's out of a movie or something. When they begin to tell you that when we asked of the Lord, he gave to us what we asked him. And I want to read that prayer tonight because I think it's a good prayer. And it says in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number 5, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give you.
Amen.
What a question.
Yeah.
And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he had walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness,
Amen.
That you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day.
Amen.
He was so humble. He wouldn't even say his name in there. You have shown kindness to David, thy servant, to give him a son to sit on this throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child.
Amen.
Unless we are like little children,
true.
We can never understand the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is like these little children.
Amen.
With such simple faith, very simple faith. When your children come to you when they are young and say, Daddy, I want this. They believe they are going to get it.
Amen.
And if we are to come to the Lord tonight with our prayer requests and say, Lord, this is what I want.
Amen.
Like little children.
Amen.
And go out there rejoicing as if we have already got it, we will receive it.
Amen.
And he says, I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which you have chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered, nor counted for multitude. Give me Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord. That Solomon had asked this thing. It didn't take 5 minutes to pray this prayer. Solomon stood before the Lord and prayed, and Lord, give me this, that I may be of more use to your kingdom. And the speech pleased the Lord. That Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for yourself, nor hast asked the life of your enemies, but hast asked for yourself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, and neither after thee shall any arise like unto you. And I have also given you that which you have not asked. Seek ye the kingdom of heaven first. We do things the opposite way. We want to seek everything else and then the kingdom of heaven will come. No, seek the kingdom of heaven first. If you are diligent about the kingdom of heaven, as diligent as you are for your job, you will see things that you never dreamed of in your life. If somebody could be as diligent to say, today I have to go to work, what do you do? You wake up on time. You bath and prepare yourself, pack your lunch, make provisions for the day, go in time to make sure you are there on time. Amen. That's being diligent. Amen. That is seeking after your job. Amen. That's the same way we must seek after the kingdom of heaven. And when we seek the kingdom of heaven that way, like Solomon did, he laid out his argument. And he said, Lord, I'm a little child. I'm not able to judge this, your great people. Give me wisdom, Lord. He was seeking after God's kingdom, not him himself. And God was pleased with that. And he said, because you have asked these things, and you have not asked for riches and long life and the life of your enemies, I have also given you that which you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. If you will walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David did, then I will lengthen your days. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God's word is true. When we do it right, come to him the right way, Amen. He will do what he has promised. He's never failed. And I want to invite you again to a time of prayer. It doesn't have to take 20 hours or 10 hours or 2 hours. Amen. It's a time of sincere prayer before the Lord to say, Lord, you help me with this in my life. You might not be in the footsteps of Solomon where you have to judge God's people. It may be for your household to say, Lord, you have given me these wonderful children. I am a child myself. How will I guide them and lead them and bring them to what you want them to be? Won't you help me, Lord, tonight? Lord, you have given me great responsibility in the church to be a song leader. Amen. How can I do this? I'm only just a child myself. Amen. Isn't that so? And God will answer because he's no respecter of persons. Amen. When you are sincere in your prayer and you ask the right thing, God will answer. Amen. Let's come to a time of prayer again, Amen. Just briefly before we read our prayer requests. Our dear Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we come before you. How thankful. Thank you. Amen. I have just one prayer request here from Brother Clayton. He's got a terrible fever and was asking for prayers tonight. So please remember Brother Clayton. Let us also remember Brother Aziz's sister. I think she's still in hospital. Soraya, she had trouble with her appendix a couple of days back and had to go for an operation. Let's pray for her. And let's pray for the service on Sunday. The pastor is traveling down to Limerick, and Brother Maxwell will be standing in the post of duty, and Brother Ellie will be bringing us the second part of his Sunday school, and the brethren will be leading us in songs. So let us put all these things before the Lord. If you've got nothing else to do, why not go before the Lord and say, Lord, bless the services on Sunday.
Amen.
And when you do that, it will please the Lord. And he'll give you beyond just that service. That's what he does. May God bless you as we invite Brother Maxwell to close for us.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. O try me, O Savior, know my thoughts. I pray, see if there be some wicked ways in me, cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Truly, Lord, every word of yours, Lord, is inspired. Every scripture is inspired. Lord, you said it's profitable for your children.
Yes.
At times for reproof. At times for instructions. Or at times, Lord Jesus, to straighten us, Lord. And Lord, all for a purpose. That your children will be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Lord, we say thank you, God. It's for a purpose that Lord Jesus tonight, you spoke to us in this way, Lord.
Amen.
That we search ourselves. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God. We surrender, Lord Jesus, everything unto you. The Lord search through our hearts. Search through our thoughts. Our desires, Lord. Oh, Father, search through this, our temple. If there be any door that is closed, Lord,
amen,
with the inscription, no entry. Oh, Lord Jesus, as we have been inspired by your word, oh God, tonight, oh, we want to surrender all to you, Lord. The Lord Jesus, every door will be opened, Lord, to bring in your light, Lord, to shine every corner. Oh, to take away every darkness, Lord, in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Father, we surrender all to you. The Lord, you help us, O God. Father, even as we've said, we want to be like you. Oh, because you were without spot, without wrinkle. You were holy, God, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, how we want this vessel to be the same, O God. So, Lord, tonight you've spoken to us. Father, we have a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, Lord. We've surrendered all to you that you help us, O God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, always to be your will, to be our will, O God. Your desires be our desire, O God.
Amen.
Your thoughts for us, Lord, will be our thought, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we know that we are living here, Lord Jesus, with something special now. We are living everything, Lord. We've cast everything, Lord, on you tonight that wasn't desirable, oh God, in our lives. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, all that we seek now, oh God, that, Lord, continue to help us, Lord. Oh, continue, Lord Jesus, to remind us.
Amen.
Always putting us into remembrance, Lord, the things that we are supposed, Lord, to observe, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, yes, we thank you. Father, even the desires of your people, when we are asking, Lord, help us not to ask or to consume upon our own lust, oh God.
Amen.
Help us not to ask amiss, Lord Jesus, but something, oh God, that will glorify your name. Oh Lord, that's our desire tonight.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, oh God. Father, there have been requests that have been laid before you. Oh Lord, our precious sister in the hospital, oh God, Father, we commit into your hands. Lord Jesus, by your own hand, oh God, you navigate all the hands of the doctors, Lord. Because you are the healer. So we surrender our system to your hands. Oh, for a true recovery, Lord. Total recovery, Lord Jesus. In your hands we commit, oh God. And every request that Lord Jesus has been in the heart of your people tonight, as they have raised them before you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, meet each and everyone.
Amen.
Please, Lord.
Amen.
The desires of your people, O God. Oh, Lord, we commit into your hands.
Amen.
And even, Lord, as we want to also remember the new week that you will open to us, come next Sunday, O Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Father, our pastor will be going to Limerick with some brethren, oh God. The rest of us will be gathered here. But one thing we know, the Lord, you are the omnipresent God.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Lord, you cover every space, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And Father, we know these two meetings, oh Lord. Oh, you will be, oh Lord, in the midst of your people, oh God. Oh, from the worship Sunday schools, oh, the weather to come, Father, let all be, from the throne of grace. Father, we commit the meetings, Lord, into your hands. Father, now we want to thank you for your servant that you've used tonight. Lord, it wasn't him. You know our thoughts. You know what is hidden. That's why, Lord, you've spoken through his mouth, Lord, to bring this word of remembrance, Lord, unto us. Bless him and his family, Lord Jesus. As we commit all the ministers, Lord, here into your hands. The Lord, always, Lord Jesus. Oh, you use them, O God, according to the needs of your bride, Lord. Father, we thank you once again, Lord, even as we came in, O Lord. Oh, from far and near, we're going back, Lord. Father, grant us genuine mercies, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, whilst we take this word to our closets, we will continue to meditate upon it.
Amen, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. It was good to have come
Amen.
And sit at your feet tonight.
Amen.
We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Jesse, if you could just dismiss us with a song. Thank you so much, saints. May God bless you. We would love to be with you tomorrow at our house if you have some time. There will be no shortage of food there. We'll share our address in case you don't know where it is, but It sure will be good, if for anything, just for the fellowship. Amen.
Leave it there. Leave it there. That's all.
Leave it there. Let's leave it there. Leave it there. Let's take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Silver and its gold, and you have to get along with me. Oh, just remember in His word how He feeds the little bird. Just take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And if your body suffers pain, and your health and can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and can heal. Just take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, let's leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemy misses a sail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Just take your burden to the Lord. Take your burdens to the Lord, leave it there. When your youthful days are gone, and your age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, Jesus will never leave you then. He will hold you to the end. Just take your burdens to the Lord. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Hallelujah.
Leave it there.
Leave it there. Just take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Take your burdens.